It is an honor to be with you to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. We could be anywhere in the world today. Who all has other plans for today? Stuff going on, family, people getting together, places to go, people to see. But Jesus has made this our family Christmas. Jesus said that his mother and brothers and sisters were those who do the will of God. Today, in this moment, we are united in Christ, joined by blood that is not our own as family. You have found the pearl of great price, the treasure hidden in a field. Jesus spoke about these riches in parables, stories, showing us how precious the kingdom of heaven is, and we have good reason to expect that God's kingdom is breaking into the world today. In Luke 14, 12 to 14, Jesus teaches us, when you put on a luncheon or a banquet, don't invite your friends, brothers, relatives, and rich neighbors, for they will invite you back, and that will be your only reward. Instead, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. Then, at the resurrection of the righteous, God will reward you for having invited those who could not repay you. Now, if you have just come for this morning's service and you're not staying for lunch, I'm kind of talking about what we're going to do after the service today. We have had 250 people RSVP to join us for Christmas lunch today, which is a lot more than we've ever had before. And so... I've just been reflecting on the miracle that is, like, so many people wanting to come eat together in the presence of God. Jesus throws parties that are for everyone. Amen? Amen. The upside of that is that you are invited, right? And everybody else too. And he especially invites people who might not get invited to other parties, and he tells us to do the same. Jesus' kingdom is upside down. The greatest person in his kingdom is the servant who washes his followers' feet. The king of the universe gets born in a manger. The Son of God gives up his life to all of us, for all of us, so that we can live. This is our good news. This passage continues in verse 15. Hearing Jesus, a man sitting at the table with him exclaimed, "What a blessing it will be to attend a banquet in the kingdom of God." We get to do that today. Jesus replied with this story. A man prepared a great feast, and he sent out many invitations, and when the banquet was ready, he sent his servant to tell the guests, "Come, the banquet's ready." But they all started making excuses. One said, "I just bought a field. I have to inspect it. Please excuse me." Another said, "I just got 5 pairs of oxen for Christmas." He didn't say that. "I want to try out my oxen. Please excuse me." Another one said, "I just got married, and so I can't come." That's super legitimate. The servant returned and told his master what they had said. His master was furious and said, "Go quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and invite the poor and the crippled, the blind and the lame." After the servant had done this, he reported, "There's still room for more." And so the master said, "Go out into the country lanes and behind the hedges." I don't know who's sleeping in hedges back in Israel. "And urge anyone you find to come so that the house will be full." So you've all received the invitation to God's banquet. It's bigger and larger than our meal today, right? You're certainly invited to the meal today. You've received that invitation, and you've made space for him in your heart in many ways. I mean, you're doing something most people aren't doing on Christmas Day. You've given up some of your holiday to share a meal, to come to a service, to be with brothers and sisters in Christ. We are celebrating the way Jesus taught us to celebrate. Many of the people coming for the meal today are like my family. We're a part of the church, and we've discovered that Christmas spent here with the community is a reliable joy when lots of other Christmases may have disappointed. Has anyone ever had a disappointing Christmas? More screaming than usual, or whatever the challenges are, you know, you didn't get the Rubik's Cube you were hoping for, whatever it is. Sometimes overcooked turkey. Especially if you're the one cooking it. So disappointing. You know, I have never been disappointed by Christmas here. Maybe you've come to serve or to be reminded of the person of Jesus again. Others of us, and many throughout the community, are coming because this is a place with free food and nice people. Amen? It's a gathering on a day when friends and loved ones might be far away, or those relationships might be fractured, or everyone's busy, or something else is going on. Everybody who comes is welcome. We're not all the picture in our head of the perfect follower of Jesus. I don't know what your picture looks like, but I'm not mine. We come with all our shortcomings. We might be poor, crippled, blind, or lame, physically or spiritually or relationally. But our weaknesses are all the more reason that God seeks us out and invites us particularly and brings us into his home. He is the source of our healing and the strength in our weakness. 2,000 years ago, Jesus came into this world, and it has never been the same, and it never will be. Our human condition has not changed all that much, but our response to the brokenness around us and inside of us is transformed as we hear Jesus again. He says things like, "Stop your striving. Come to me and rest. Let go of your shame and receive my forgiveness." God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him, one day at a time. My favorite Christmas passage from the Bible is spoken by Linus in A Charlie Brown Christmas, and he speaks it in the King James, and I'm going to read it to you in the New Living Translation, just so people who aren't old Charlie Brown people can follow along, but it makes me a little sad not to use the King James right now. This is from Luke 2. It's verses 8 to 20. "That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them, and they were terrified. But the angel reassured them. 'Don't be afraid,' he said. 'I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all the people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David, and you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger.' Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased.' When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, 'Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.' And they hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph. And there was a baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. But Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them." Today we celebrate the coming of Jesus, the feast of the kingdom of heaven, and the feast of the family of God together. May his peace and his pleasure mark your day, and may God's glory be praised through us all. I'm going to close in prayer, and then I have some instructions for us to get set up for the meal we are hosting in 40 minutes. Jesus, we are so just overwhelmed with gratitude today. You have given us a family. You have brought us a family Christmas, and you have invited us to your banquet. I pray for every person in this room that you would receive us, that you would give us your rest, your desires and your power, your forgiveness. Thank you for all the gifts that you have for us, God. Help us to live lives that are a gift to others as well, as you will. Amen. You have a connection card. It says right here at the beginning of my sermon in capital letters, don't forget to start with the connection card. We like to pray for everybody who comes. And so if you would be willing to fill this out with your name, if you're visiting, whichever information you're comfortable sharing, there's a spot for prayer requests on the back. We'd love to pray a blessing for you. Those of us who are on staff do this every week. These go in the connection card boxes on the walls at the ends of the aisle, and there should be a pen in front of you, on the chair in front of you. If you're visiting, we're super glad that you came. At this time, Justin's going to lead us in a song.